Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Ken. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tourism in Western Europe today. Our topic today is Italy culture. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Italy is one of the most diverse countries in the world with a rich and diverse history and has benefited from its cultural products. Italian culture is so brutalized that it can be hard for people to remember the cliched ideas of Italians. It is easy to understand why Italians are so proud of their country and the impact its legacy has had on the world. Italians, who are people from all walks of life, from different ethnic groups, religions and backgrounds, know the power of their people and celebrate their culture every day. They share it, spread love for Italy and are proud of its history, culture, traditions and people. They have a strong sense of aesthetic beauty and pay great attention to the appearance of people and things, no matter what it looks like. La bella figura is a concept that is of great importance to many people here, and caring about your appearance can help you in your social and professional life in Italy. Italian beauty can be seen in many places in amazing places, and this country is known as Italy for fashion and appearance, which can be very important for you. Many locals believe that the way you dress and present yourself to others is important and is also judged by what you have to judge in the face of society. The famous phrase even refers to what happens in Italy every day, not only at work, but also at home. Italians are very pleasant, as Italy is a country with a history, natural beauty and culture that often captivates tourists. Italy has been the country of emigration since the last century, when millions of Italians moved to Europe and the United States to live a better life for themselves and their families. If you are doing business in Italy, it may be very important to look at the way you conduct your meetings. There is evidence of their excellence and ability in almost every epoch and movement in art. Tuscany, the cradle of the Renaissance, is home to a series of movements that have influenced art as we know it in an incredible way. Italy is famous for being the birthplace of many great artists such as Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo and Leonardo DiCaprio. Literature is another way to discover Italian culture, as some of the best authors in the world are products of this country. The Engagement was created by Alessandro Manzoni, an Italian by birth, and the legendary Divine Comedy was written by the Italian poet Dante Alighieri. Italian authors have won the Nobel Prize, proving that Italy is a force to be reckoned with in literature, including Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Pirandello Giosu. When it comes to artistic expression, Italians are not limited to art and writing. For centuries, the nation was home to architecture and opera, both of which originated there, as well as the world's most famous opera house, La Scala. These historical elements have influenced modern Italy and made it one of the most culturally diverse countries in the world. Italian history, the rise of fascism, and World War II were dark moments in its history. The city of Naples dominates the region and has an impressive history, but has been displaced from its traditional position as the capital of Campania, which borders Sicily. In recent centuries, Naples has lost much of its stature, but it remains a lively and emotional people, very reminiscent of the Italians who emigrated to America. Campania has produced many famous Italian Americans, including Leonardo da Vinci, Leonardo DiCaprio, and many others. Natalie Aldern Kennedy, an American living in Rome, has curated a list of 6 beautiful Italian museums that you can visit virtually. For art closer to home, some of Italy's most famous paintings have been recreated from objects found in the United States and other parts of the world, including New York, London, Paris and Rome. So far I have dressed up as Leonardo da Vinci, Leonardo DiCaprio, Giorgio Armani, Giuseppe Verdi and many other famous artists. The culture of the traveler, which is abundant here, triggers a deep-seated search for new things and answers. It is full of knowledge, but for those who prefer to digest their culture through audio, it is also a great source of inspiration. It is extremely difficult to travel here and not to find yourself in a comfortable way of life, attracted by an ancient history that connects many, many centuries. It is a lifestyle that values personal attachment, family and ethics, and is embedded in an environment based on faith. One cannot speak of Italy's culture without mentioning its rich history, culture, religious and cultural history. This is all for today, guys. My name is Ken and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Tourism in Western Europe and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.